frambuesa.
Ah, indeed. That sounds Spanish.
Sí.
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 Dude.
Bebida en base de agua con sabor natural a fruta y otros sabores naturales.
Dude, guess what I had in my hallway last night?
In your hallway.
In my hallway.
Jehovah's Witnesses?
Worse.
Pythons.
Not that bad. And singular. Possums. You know what? You got the alliteration correct, actually. Praying.
Penguins?
Praying mantis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This damn thing had to be 6 inches long. I got photos to prove it. I'll try to link them up to the podcast. This, right. But like I walked in, I'm just walking along, and all of a sudden, like, there's just this, it's like the size of a squirrel, it looks to me, you know, just sitting there, and it's got like claws and giant red eyes, and it's dead in the middle of the hall, and I'm like looking at it, and it's weird. It like got camouflaged all of a sudden. It became very hard to see. So I was edging towards it.
All right, for that to make sense, I need to know more about your hallway.
Oh, my hallway is the oldest wood that you've ever seen. It's almost like each individual plank of wood is starting to curl.
But not uniformly.
No. It's weird. Like, there's all these bizarre gaps, which is where
you can't use it to like channel water from one end to the other without making a mess everywhere.
Correct.
Well, which is too bad.
I know, because that's something I enjoy doing. And there's
absolutely. Not enough people employed the hallway slip and slide, which is, you know, something that everyone should do.
And how better a way to spend your afternoon with the kids than to have a water race? Kids love watching water trickle down downstairs.
Not like a race on the water, but racing drops of water.
Yes. Look at it this way, okay? Slinkies are expensive. Once we invade Iran, we won't have any aluminum whatsoever. Because they have to make the formerly Kevlar vests for our soldiers out of something. I'm assuming they'll use slinky parts, but...
Well, that's why I'm investing in that toy company that makes that wooden hoop with a stick to move it along a dirt road.
Oh, really? That's one product you can purchase? I thought maybe that was two separate things. Like, you had to buy them individually.
Well, they do come separately, or you can buy the kit.
Okay, well, that...
they also make some really nice stilts.
The Senate certainly can bring about a censure resolution, and it's a slap on the wrist. It's a bad boy.
Dumbledore.
You're a naughty boy. The American people already know that
Dumbledore
is a bad boy, a naughty boy. I'm going to speak out for the citizens of my state who, in the majority, think that
Dumbledore
is probably even a nasty, bad, naughty boy.
Alright, so let me bring everyone else up to speed. Alright, so there was the announcement that Dumbledore turns out is gay.
What?
And the big thing that this changes in the reading of it is that if you're imagining that him as really, really flamboyant, it just changes a couple of things. First of all, every time that he calls Snape, he's like, Severus! Severus! I'm having so much trouble with Hufflepuff!
I was wondering. It was very strange, like reading the books. Like Dumbledore would never really tell Harry exactly why he was so trusting of Snape. And I always kind of wondered, like, what was going on with that relationship?
They did tend to meet in dark corridors late at night quite a bit.
Come to think about it. Yeah.
Harry, come touch my pensieve.
Yes. What is this thick...
Harry.
What is this thick, gooey substance, in the pensieve? It seems to be somewhat liquid and sticky.
Harry, Ron, everybody take your wands out.
God. He's not Hollywood from The Mannequin. I mean... He's Dumbledore.
Isn't that the guy that played Bernie in Weekend at Bernie's 1 and 2?
No, I think the original guy was I think the guy in Mannequin was black.
Oh, yeah, no, I was thinking of the other character in Mannequin.
No, but you're correct. The guy who played Bernie in Weekend at Bernie's is somehow connected to Mannequin. You want to play the Kevin Bacon game? I don't. I have no idea who the dude is. I don't know who any of those people are. The Mannequin... Okay. Alright.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on, we got about a minute here.
Okay. Hey, do you want to do a random sampling?
Questions about your three books, and we will then, from that random sampling, derive some guesses about your life.
Assertions.
Right, exactly. Based on a random sampling.
Okay.
All right, of these three books, how many are hardcover?
One.
One is hardcover. Not showing much of a preference, are we? Question number two.
See.
How many of them deal with women's issues?
One.
Really?
You know what? Two.
Two?
Two.
Outstanding. And, now, of those three books, which of them are by French authors?
None.
All right, none. Once again, the answers are one hardcover, two women's issues, and zero French authors, from which we can assume that not only does Paul love the women and hate the French, but that you wait and find out soon after the books came out if they're worth having.
Yes, it's true.
That's what I'm guessing, because there's only one hardcover.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so you're a patient, French-hating woman lover.
Thank you.
this this site right here, which and it's got all these quizzes. Okay.
Okay.
And the neat thing is that it's got this thing called My Cool Quiz, where people make up their own quizzes.
Oh, really?
Very so nice. I thought that I would, with you, go through the Leland Chapman quiz.
Okay.
Okay, so, number one, what is Leland's full name? Leland Michael Chapman? B, Leland Aaron Chapman? C, Leland Allen Chapman? Or D, Leland Blaine Chapman?
C.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Leland Blaine.
Oh, my Lord, that's horrible.
All right, what day was Leland born? December the 14th, April the 5th, June the 8th, or March 18th?
I'm going to go with March 18th.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's December 14th. And we're all out of time on the random quiz
section
of our program.
Oh.
But there are a lot more of these that where you, that you can look that people just made, you know.
I'm so ashamed
of
myself.
How well do you know Cody? I don't know. There's also one about Hobbits and Simpsons and classic rock and all sorts of fun stuff. We can go back and do more of the Leland Chapman one as well.
Oh, very good.
If you feel like it.
I'm looking forward to looking stupider.
Outstanding.
Get onto the bus. That's gonna take you back to Beelzebub. Get onto the bus. That's gonna make you stop going rub-a-dub. Get onto the bus. That's gonna take you back to Beelzebub. Get onto the bus. That's gonna make you stop going rub-a-dub.
Click that.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
But yeah, there's apparently there's quite a lot to this cat vampire thing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I'll skip to the end of that chapter. He smiled and gathered me into his arms and squeezed me warmly. Can I? He asked when he pulled my face to his, watching my lips. With so much lust, I couldn't speak. Instead, I nodded. Then his soft, warm lips pressed against mine.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's just a that's just beautiful writing. That's what that is.
It was actually quite moving.
Yeah.
There's a lot to this.
Yes. Good show. My cat is a vampire. I honestly don't have a lot to say about it because as you were reading, I sort of kind of tuned out and started playing Spider Solitaire on my computer. I think that alone is my review of My Cat is a Vampire. And it has nothing to do with your silky voice. Maybe your voice is just hypnotic and I can't focus. I seem to understand everything else that you say, but when it comes to that thing, it's just not. I'm going to turn off Spider Solitaire. There we go. Very good. Much better.
On me, I got a number. Won't make-
the hourglass. As sure as all ESPN pro poker TV shows must eventually make way for NASCAR, the funny must stop, and we must tell you about our show. Thank you very much for listening.
if you want to see more about Will Tom Paul and the Better Bitter Banter podcast, you can go on to our blog, which is located at
bbbpodcast.blogspot.com. And there's lots of cool stuff to do there. You can there's quizzes that we put up. There's stuff to read. You can leave inane comments, as some people do.
We encourage positive feedback.
We do. You know what? We encourage any feedback. If you happen to be somebody that we've offended and would like to make fun of us in return, or sue us, please drop us a line. You can dig us at dig.com. You can...
D-I-G-G.com.
You can create your own blog to talk about how great our blog about our great podcast is.
That's also encouraged. We love fan sites.
We do love fan sites. I would, in fact, like to start a wiki for us. A better wiki. I think that'd be a good idea. I don't know.
Wiki Little Tom and Paul.
Wiki Little Tom and Paul. But please, subscribe via iTunes or whatever podcatcher you want to use. There's a link to subscribe. You can also vote for us at a variety of podcasting sites. Just enter our name for consideration, and there you go.
And tell all your friends.
Oh, yeah.
And relatives.
We forgot the human
element.
People
that you admire.
Yeah. You know what? And people you don't like, because whatever, we're easy. Just tell people on the street.
Well, until next time.
Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. That's Little Tom.
And that's Paul.